I'm Luke Freeman. Ernie is my father. I will deliver his reflections to you. A few short months ago, many of you celebrated with us the marriage of Alex and Rachel. That was a time of joy. My family and I were truly thankful that God had given such a fine young man to her as a life mate. And we were honored to be connected to the Grudem family. At the wedding, I commented how, from the moment of her birth, she began to teach me about the meaning of love. The Holy Scriptures tell us that God is love, and God is light. These metaphors speak of God's essence. Although we may puzzle over the depth of meaning, the problem lies with the inadequacy of the human language to describe the fullness of God. Yet he granted me the gift of seeing his light and love in the face of my daughter. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." This was actualized and realized in Rachel. The Lord Jesus was and is her salvation. And his light shone in her. I saw it in her eyes when she was smiling, and when she was in prayer and in worship. I saw that light in her compassion for others, and I saw that light in the way she would wrinkle her nose and shake her head when she was teasing me. One manifestation of that light has gone out. The vase has been emptied. It was poured out as an offering to the Lord, and now the light of his love in her shines as brilliant as the sun. Yet in the face of this overwhelming grief, I cry out the question of the ages, summed up in one word: why? At the same time, I know that now Rachel has no questions, because she beholds face to face the one who is the answer, the one who is the truth. And I am convinced that Jesus loves her more than I do. I cling to this these days when there are moments it seems that I can't breathe. As a parent, my worst fears have come upon me. I will outlive one of my children. There is sorrow and mystery here, and I have no easy answers. Trust and faith are laid bare. I ask you to let the light of her love and faith to shine in your memories. Do you remember her kindness? Do you remember her laughter? Or her weaknesses that made her real, and that made her faith real? My sorrow may cause me to ask, do I deserve such grief? But then I must also ask, did I deserve to have her in my life for 23 years? Did I deserve the joy she gave me? I must not make an idol of a blessing or an idol of a deep loss. My greatest comfort is knowing without a doubt that Rachel embraced the gift of God in Christ Jesus. One of my treasures is a simple slip of paper that Rachel gave me when she was 6. On it she wrote, "I love Jesus, to Daddy." I often think that her faith was stronger than mine. At Rachel's high school, a district school psychologist would visit once a year to dialogue with the students. He once asked the class what they were most afraid of. He received the standard answers like snakes, spiders, heights, death, the Packers. When Rachel was asked the question, she replied, The thing I fear most is mediocrity. Once, in conversation with her, she said to me, and I paraphrase, "I want my life to make a difference. I want to honor Jesus with the gift he gave me." Words cannot express my thanks to all of you for loving her, for being her friend. Your presence here ministers to me and gives clear evidence that her life had meaning. I pray for you that one day you will dance with her before the throne of heaven. May God be glorified.